Emmy Lentino is an American singer, born in America, lived in New Zealand. She's in Australia at the moment, and she's just brought out a version of Last Christmas, the Wham song. And we're going to play that shortly, but we have Emmy with us now. Emmy, good morning to you. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Robbo. Thank you so much, and hello to all your listeners. Good morning.
So, I was trying to look at summarising your career, which I found almost impossible to do given the time constraints, because... Gee, you've done a bit of everything. Television, you've had songs on TV shows, you've directed stuff, you've acted in stuff. It's a very busy lifestyle.
Well, I have a blast doing it. That's probably why I'm still doing it.
Yeah. So what brought you down to the Southern Hemisphere, first of all?
Yes, so I moved to New Zealand about 10 years ago, actually. I fell in love and with a good friend of mine that I'd known for quite some time, and he proposed and I stayed. Uh-huh. And that's kind of how that went. And make a long story short, he actually ended up passing away, which is very sad.
Oh.
And that's, so my heart goes out to anyone who's lost someone, because I do understand. But I decided to stay in New Zealand and just continue doing music and theater and film and all of that stuff. So that's been my mission for the last almost 5 years, is just to encourage and uplift people with music.
Yeah.
And so I'm really fortunate to be able to do that.
So tell us about the reasons for doing another version of Last Christmas.
Sure. It's always been one of my favorite songs. Huge George Michael fan. And it just turned out that a project manager that I was working with a couple of years ago had actually worked with George Michael's band and on the Wham tour, and knew one of the backup singers, and said, look, Emmy keeps singing the song, she loves it, what are the chances of, you know, maybe a couple of you guys getting together and doing this recording? And so Joe Garland, who he spoke to, sent it to the rest of the backup singers, and they agreed. So I got the stamp of approval, thank God. And pretty much within a few weeks, I was on a plane to the UK, and the plane landed, and I went straight into the studio. I met these amazing vocalists that are just top-notch in their own right and gorgeous souls, and worked with Al Clay, who's an amazing producer, and we sang together and really tried to make this as much of a tribute to George Michael. Again, not only are they the backup vocalists, his original backup vocalists, but they are big George Michael fans themselves, and so it was really special to do this with them. Lots of tears of joy. It was magical.
Yeah,
I was going to say,
working with his original backup singers, that in itself must have been a real thrill, because that gives a real, I guess, tangible, intangible link, if that makes any sense, with George.
Yes, no, absolutely. You're spot on with that. I think I felt really close to George just being amongst them, and they felt really close to me, because they knew that I had obviously been through loss myself, and so there was a really beautiful connection. And they've never recorded any of the songs with someone else, so that was the other thing that's pretty special.
Yeah.
If there's ever a self-doubt moment, I just think about that. Think about the fact that they recorded with little old me. So I feel pretty special.
Ah, yeah, I'm sure you would. What about, just before we hear some of the song, what about the fact that you take on such a classic? I mean, you say how much of a George Michael fan you've been, but also I guess you want to bring something of you to it, but at the same time you want to do it justice as well, because it's such an iconic song.
Absolutely, 100%. I mean, the pressure, was on the moment I got off the plane and went straight into the studio to not only sing well, but also bring something that was uniquely mine to the song. And I feel that because Al Clay is such an amazing producer and he really got to know my personality, I'm very fun-loving and everything, he was able to capture that in the recording. And a lot of those sessions were live. So I think it was the mix of the atmosphere of the magic of being with, the original backup singers, and then just probably putting in my own twist as an artist and someone that was a huge George Michael, fan.
Yes.
And then I was able to, I don't know if you've seen it, but the music video is out now. It's actually playing on MTV Australia for their Christmas programming.
Oh, great.
And the video really shows that kind of fun-loving side. So I hope that listeners are touched by the tribute to him.
Well, that's where you can check it out and Google it and all the usual outlets and downloads and what have you. Emmy Lentino, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. We're going to play some of the song now. I think there's nothing left to do but to do that. And thank you very much for your time, and have a safe and a happy Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Robbo, and to all your listeners. God bless. Take care.
Emmy Lentino, our guest, and here's the song, Last Christmas. It's Gold Central Victoria.